All right, I turned my power down to medium because my battery's already starting to deplete. WSFZ 793.
Yeah, you're coming in good. Maybe a little quieter and a little static, but it's barely any static. That's just nitpicking, but you're coming in pretty good.
Yeah, Roger, thanks for that. Are you still on low power?
Yes, I am.
Wow, out of rush. Well, Bradford's not that far. I don't even know where the Detroit repeater is located. I heard it's on top of the run sign, but that's a 2-meter repeater up there. So I really don't know where it's located. But yeah, for 5 watts coming out of Rutherford hitting the repeater, I mean, you're clean. I actually couldn't really tell, but you might have quieted it down just like a nano piece, but nothing that you can nitpick at there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right on the location of the Detroit repeater. I think it is there on the Rensen building. I think they got a few different things going on there, actually. I'm going to actually switch to my Baofeng. It's a GM21. I got one of those tactical foldable antennas. I'm going to give that a shot real quick, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. I got... No problem.
WSEV 387, radio check.
Coming in good, kind of low. You're lower than you were on the other radio. But you're very readable there, Roger.
Know that it works for the most part. I mean, I am indoors and on this antenna and on this handheld. But I'll switch back over to my base.
Yeah, Roger. You come in. You sounded good though. I mean, like I said, lower. But you still could have a conversation. So, all right, go ahead.
I might end up playing a little bit with the mic gain and see if that helps at all later at some other time when I'm switching between radios. But thank you for killing my curiosity.
No problem. Glad to help, man. I always like to help people out when I can. What's the model number of that Baofeng?
I believe it's the GM21.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, because I ordered a pair of higher capacity batteries from Amazon for this thing. When they came, they're not the right battery for this. It wasn't Amazon's fault. I didn't pay attention to what I was doing. Amazon sent me the right battery, but they don't fit this radio. I'm kind of curious to see if they fit the GM21. I'm going to look them up and see, just for the heck of it there. Go ahead.
Oh, man, that's frustrating. When I was, putting my ham radio in my car, I thought I ordered everything I needed, and next thing you knew, the antenna that I ordered did not go with the mount that I bought for it. So, still held on to that, and then I ordered the correct antenna for the mount.
Yeah, that can be frustrating, things like that. But I just kind of... I got to look at it and just say, oh, well, you know, I could send them batteries back, but I don't feel like going through all the stuff. So I kept them. I got them here still in the boxes, and I figured if anything, maybe I can, if find some useful and rig them up to something or... But, yeah, it said in the ad for the RMs, you know, but I didn't know that, I mean, UV5. This is a UV5 RM, but I didn't know that, I guess the UVs, there's different UV5 batteries, UV5 radios. I know there's other UV5 radios, but I was thinking all the batteries were the same. I went back to the ad and I looked and I realized where I made my mistake there, Roger.
Yeah, the Baofengs have many different types of models, and it's kind of hard to keep track of them all because there's like the 5 series of the I can't remember the exact model you said, but there's like 5RM, 5VR, or whatever. So I'm sure it is pretty difficult to make sure which accessory you're buying is the appropriate one for the model that you have.
Yeah, Roger, before I got into GMRS, you know, I got friends who are on 2-meter and everything, and I'm familiar with the Baofeng radios. Well, I went for him to come over the other day, and he showed me his radio, and it was totally different from mine, but it's a Baofeng, but it's not a UV or something. It's some other numbers. And then I looked them up on the computer, and man, you're right. There's a lot of different model Baofengs out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, my first ham handheld I bought was a TID radio just because I could upload repeaters with my phone wirelessly. It's pretty simple. And it's also like a less expensive radio. It might be a couple dollars more than a Baofeng. I can't remember for sure, but they're pretty decent too.
Yeah, when I got this radio, yeah, I don't know how to program nothing. I'm not familiar with, I try to tell people, I'm not familiar with the bands up here. I'm HF. I'm all familiar with HF, you know, because I used to be in the CV and shortwave and all the other stuff. HF, I know everything about. And everybody says chirp. You got to get chirp. Well, I downloaded chirp, and I plugged this thing in. It took me a while to figure chirp out. It got a little frustrating, but once I figured chirp out, chirp's a beautiful thing, let me tell you. Anyway, you getting your GMRS license, I bet you went through hell trying to get that, didn't you?
Yeah, the FCC website's not very user-friendly. Luckily, my dad just got his probably a week or two prior to when I got it, so I kind of like piggybacked off of his instructions. So I also used chirp, and it worked for like the first few times that I've used it, and then the last couple times I tried using it, it just would not work, and I'm not the greatest tech guy, so I just kind of stopped, and I learned how to punch everything in manually, so I just pretty much do that now.
Yeah, Roger. Well, my friend who was getting into this GM, I bought a pair of Baofengs and I owed him, so I, you know, he got it off me. And we both, he tried and he got all fussed. I mean, he just got it on. And then I told him, I said, call them up. Tell them you're about ready to commit suicide. And he said the funny thing is at the bottom of the page, there's a suicide hotline on the FCC page at the bottom.